102.7 Mercury FM is today's best mix in Sussex and Surrey.
Good afternoon, good people. Hi there, you there. All my old phrases. Well, I was at Radio Mercury at Broadfield House when the station was on 103.6 and 1521. And I was commercial production and promotions manager in the early days in 84. Then did 6 weeks there before the station started, all helping with the opening, etc. And a Sunday night jazz program after the Saturday morning program that I used to do as well. I can remember all the goodies that we used to give away and all the people that we met. Well, I'm now retired and living in Norfolk. And let me just say, this is Ian Davidson saying to you, have a beautiful 18th birthday. Bye-bye.
Today's Best Mix, Sussex and Surrey's 102.7 Mercury FM. This is Chris Oxlade on our 18th birthday bash. Thanks to Mad World Fancy Dress Hire in Crawley Down. Any costume for any occasion. Check out the website, madworld.co.uk. I hope you are. We're having a right old party in the studio at the moment. Loads and loads of people. Everyone enjoying themselves?
Yes, Chris!
Yay! Hurrah, said the lion. I haven't said that for ages.
No, you haven't. It's probably a good job too.
Good. Now, the man who was on Breakfast for years and years and years with John Scragg and Judith Falcon and all sorts of lovely people, Graham Freer.
Good afternoon.
having a quick sip of my whatever it is.
It's expensive champagne. That's all you need to know.
I was going to ask, did this horse die or what?
Now, you were there for quite a few years, weren't you?
Yes, from 87 through till about 91.
91. And yeah. I always remember, because obviously you did the weather for us a little bit earlier on. Your slant on the news and weather was not really the norm, was it, for radio stations?
No, but weather's so boring, you had to liven it up a bit, I thought. Don't you find
it? And you did.
Yes. Used to tell stories about, you know, the things living in bushes and that sort of thing.
Now, I'll tell you one of the big things that Mercury did, apart from Operation Santa every year, was the April Fools.
Ah, yes.
Now, one of the best ones we've found, I'm just going to play you a little bit of this, because you didn't know we're going to do this, but this is the kind of stuff that we used to do on April Fool's Day.
It's called Eternal Flame, and it's the latest offering from the Bangles on More Music Saturday from Radio Mercury. It's 24 minutes to 9, or past 9, should I say, and we head back to our newsroom.
We've just heard that angry villagers in Surrey have thrown up barricades around the hamlet of Mickleham this morning in protest at plans to extract oil from nearby Box Hill. The move follows a stormy 17-hour council meeting to decide on strategy to fight the proposals. Live from Mickleham now, Graham Freer.
Good, though, isn't it?
Yes, I'm talking to you from outside the parish hall here in Mickleham. And as I said before, the villagers are united in the fact they don't want to talk to us, but I've managed to find Gabby Gabriel. Gabby, you're not at all happy about what's going on here today.
Not at all happy. Something very drastic going on here, and it's all wrong. It's completely wrong.
But why is it? What has actually been said? What is going to happen?
Well, there's definitely oil here. They have definitely found oil, and it seems that the villagers are going to try and declare independence, and it's completely wrong. I mean, this country's done a lot for us, and I don't see why we should sort of go against the rest of the country. I mean,
what are you saying? There are barricades being erected here. What's going on?
The village is declaring independence, and they shouldn't be. I mean, everybody comes to this village. It's a very famous village. We get a lot of people here.
But it seems they're trying to make us leave.
Yes, it's getting a bit.
Graham, can you hear me?
I can.
Graham, just before we will try and get back to you, obviously, but has that oil rig actually started production in Mickleham?
It is working, yes, and oil is actually being pumped up at this moment, yes.
All right, Graham, look, I know you've got problems. We'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Howard. This is Radio Mercury News.
I think a round of applause for our April Fool's Day.
That was a wonderful invention, it really was. And so many people believed it, you know, even up to the time that guns were firing at Mickleham, because the police were involved, the army, they brought down some howitzers, and they let them off, and it was a wonderful time, and people actually did believe it, and they phoned up to the police and saying, it's dreadful, it's insurrection, you know. But it was lovely stuff.
It was good fun.
It was all wonderful fun in those days.
What was your best memory of those days?
Lunchtime at the Grapes.
Yeah. I think we all agree with that one. How we miss the Grapes as well.
Oh dear.
On the Grapes. Ladies and gentlemen, Graham Freer. Oh. It's Mercury FM's 18th birthday bash, and we're going to speak to the big three. The three whose idea it was to launch a radio station in Sussex and Surrey.